Audio Narrative 2. The First Trains to Blandford St. Mary. 4 years after Ladysmith dropped the turf into her barrow, the new railway line was inspected and pronounced ready for use. The Sherborne Mercury reported from Blandford on October 31, 1860. On Wednesday last, the inhabitants of Blandford and its vicinity celebrated the opening of the first section of the line between Blandford and Wimborne, the day proving exceedingly fine, the fondest anticipations were realised. The bells at 10 o'clock in the morning rang a merry peal and continued at intervals the whole of the day. At 12 o'clock, the majority of the tradesmen closed their shops until 4 in the afternoon. A procession was formed in the marketplace at noon, which consisted of the Rifle Band, the Worshipful the Mayor, and the Corporation of the Town. Then followed many of the inhabitants and children from the town schools. The procession marched to Blandford St. Mary to welcome the arrival of the first train into the town. The embankments either side of the line for several hundred yards beyond the station were completely lined with spectators, anxiously looking for the train. The number present was estimated at not less than 2,500. During the half hour which elapsed previous to the entrance of the train, the children of the different schools were supplied with a bun each, and no doubt they enjoyed themselves far more than those who had nothing to occupy their attention during the half hour. At last, the long-looked-for engines appeared in sight, covered with mottos such as "Success to the Dorset Central Railway," the signal for a loud cheer to rent the air. The directors of the railway were received by the mayor and corporation with greetings of pleasure, and the procession proceeded to the town for luncheon. Blandford St. Mary Station was a temporary terminus sited in a large chalk excavation. The most likely layout included a hut for the booking office, which was installed on a wooden platform, perhaps made from sleepers. There was a passing loop, an agricultural barn for the engine shed, and a goods siding ran back to the Pool Road. On this inaugural day, the train was pulled by two locomotives of the London and South Western Railway. Minerva and Mars were well tank engines, designed by the great railway engineer Joseph Hamilton Beatty, who had arrived with the company directors and was now sitting down to lunch in Blandford. Well-tank locomotives had no tender, carrying their coal in a bunker at the rear of the footplate, their water being carried low down in the locomotive body. The footplate crews had nothing between themselves and the weather but thick woolen jackets and caps, though a narrow roof covered the controls and firebox, but left the rest of the cab open to the sky. Steam rose from the tank engines, standing in a brilliant white chalk cutting. Minerva next to the chalk cliff, which in 3 years' time would continue the cutting where the line ran on to Blandford under the new bridge carrying Ward's Drove over the railway. Anyone who stayed at the terminus that day would have been rewarded by the sight of Mars backing along the passing loop and into the engine shed for the night. Minerva then followed to the rear end of the coaches to couple up, ready for the return journey to Wimborne and back to her London duties. To put train travel into the context of the 1860s, horse-drawn transport was slow and uncomfortable. The safety bicycle wouldn't be available for 25 years, and cheap cars were 100 years away. Back in the autumn of 1860, with third-class train travel affordable to all but the poorest people, the wonderful reality of day trips to market, to London, and the seaside were really something to celebrate. The town held a grand ball in the Corn Exchange that night, with dancing to Robert Eyre's band until 4 a.m. Next day at 6:45 sharp, Mars pulled coaches of sleepy passengers out of Blandford St Mary station and arrived in Wimborne 35 minutes later, calling at Spetsbury and Sturminster Marshall on the way. She repeated the trip 5 times each day for the next 3 years.